For MSO, newsports.com, I'm Tim Kearns, and this is Panther Preview, brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly. And in the background, you can hear Monday Night Football with the Bills and the Patriots as Dan Bauer, the head coach of the Beverly Panther, and I sit at Osborne Tavern. And again, just a big hit there on third down by the Patriots and a big turnover. Dan, this is going to be a great game tonight between two good teams, certainly the Patriots undefeated, and Buffalo much improved, probably, most people would say, from their first outing.
Absolutely, and I think you can see there's a lot of excitement tonight, and you know, I think the Patriots have a lot to prove. They're still playing with that chip on their shoulder about all last year, so, and I think there's no love lost between these two teams.
All right, let's get back to your team for at least the next couple of moments. Big Thanksgiving Day battle coming up. With Salem, you guys have the opportunity to go 8-3 on the year. What's been your message to the kids this week?
The message is really there's no record going in this game. They're a team that's going to come out and give you the A-plus game because they've been growing up just like you, thinking about how big the game is and understanding what it means to the community and themselves, and really just needing to take care of business and wanting to end the season on our terms. As you know, our seniors in some ways are disappointed things didn't go further for them, even though if we were able to win this game, still have a really good year. So I think they have a lot to prove, and really just not thinking about the other team, just thinking about how we can finish the season.
You know, certainly every year we talk about the tradition of the meeting at the bridge and then the following luncheon, which is coming up tomorrow. And it never loses its significance.
No, it doesn't, and it was great today. Our captains were on the bridge with the Salem captains, you know, the mayor and state representatives. It was really just a nice time. Got back to visit Salem High School, and I think, you know, bridging the gap, I believe it's been 32 years since its inception to, you know, eliminate the vandalism and stuff that occurred between the two schools. Very successful. And then the Rotary Luncheon tomorrow, and giving our kids a chance to see the community leaders getting together and breaking bread and talking about what not just the great game it is, but what it means to our communities to come together on Thanksgiving.
You know, certainly one of the longest Thanksgiving Day traditions in the state, and the meeting at the bridge goes back to former city councilor and mayoral candidate Tim Flaherty, son Brendan Flaherty. We'll get to him in a moment. But what Tim brought about has developed such a meaning in the town, in fact, in both Beverly and Salem.
It has, and it's been effective because I've been here 13 years, and really there's been no issues between the cities. And it goes back to what they did, you know, 32 years ago to eliminate the vandalism, and, you know, it's more about sportsmanship and doing well for your school and for your city.
All right, let's talk about Brendan really quick. He set the Holy Cross record for receptions in a season this year as a junior, and certainly looking forward to next year. We envision even bigger things for him. You know, you who had the opportunity to coach him and what he did in leading the team to two Super Bowls, and myself having the opportunity to talk to him numerous times and talk to his dad. I mean, he's been such a great representative not only of Beverly High School, but also of Holy Cross and what it means to be a real student athlete.
Yeah, Brendan was the epitome of a student-athlete with us and just an awesome kid. And really, you're right, Tim. I mean, we rode his shoulders in two of the biggest games that I've been involved with since I've been in Beverly. But he set the Holy Cross record for receptions in the season as well as the Patriot League record this year. So I'm certain he'll get a lot of accolades in the postseason. I'm hoping he gets All-American. But knowing him, he's not even thinking about that. He's thinking about getting himself ready to go for the winter lifting, and hopefully he'll have another great year next year, and then who knows from there, because the sky's the limit. You know, with a receiver like that and talent, you know, you might see him on Sundays. You never know.
Well, that certainly would be a feather in the cap to an outstanding high school and collegiate career, which, again, as you said, certainly has one more year to go, and the sky is certainly the limit. We're going to speak more about the whole season in our Panther Review show that we do every year. Salem, certainly a tough year, but every week you saw something better, something developing in Salem that could be built on. What are the biggest challenges for you guys going into this game?
I think the biggest challenge of all is the emotional component of the game. Our seniors, for them, it's the last game. Last game was a Beverly Panther, but for most of the seniors, the last game of high school football career. So managing that emotion on Thanksgiving is a huge thing, and I really think that going there and just trying to take care of business is the most important thing. Salem's improved. As we've discussed, they've gotten better throughout the year. They made the playoffs. And actually, the last couple of games, you can see the improvement. So against some good quality opponents. I think they're going to be a formidable opponent, and they always will be on Thanksgiving. And I go back to 2010 and 2008 when they beat us. You can't take anything for granted, and we really tell our players that they can't. And I think our players know that.
All right, Dean, I'm going to ask you to handicap a couple of the Thanksgiving Day rivalry games coming up, beginning with Marblehead Swampskin.
I think Marblehead's going to take that game by two touchdowns. I think it's going to be a slow start, but I think Marblehead will take over. The quarterback's just too good, and I think the receiving core is too good for Swampskin.
All right, let's move to another key matchup. The winner of this game will end up 8-3. Dambus Gloucester.
That's an interesting matchup to me. I think it's going to be a pretty close game. Danvers slows things down. I think Danvers wins that by a field goal.
All right, Dan, want to thank you for the time as usual. Again, we're going to get back to watching this pass game for the next few minutes. We will talk after Thanksgiving with our annual Panther review, which hopefully everybody will be looking forward to. So thanks again.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
All right, that's been Dan Bauer, the head football coach of Beverly Panthers with Panther Preview, brought to you every week during the football season by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly. For MSONewsSports.com, I'm Tim Kearns.